Good morning to you all. It's good to see you in the Lord's house today as we've gathered together to worship His wonderful and holy name. Our call to worship today is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I want to read two verses of Scripture, verses 23 and 24. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. You know, this is one of the great truths that as a believer, I do have liberty. But I'm never to use that liberty for selfish purposes or purposes that would be unwise. This passage of Scripture says, all things are lawful to me, but all things are not expedient. In other words, it's not always wise to take a certain course. Even though I can do it legally, I'm allowed to do it, but it may not be wise to do it. And then that second aspect, all things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Now, there's another standard that's presented there. We are to do things that edify and build up other brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, that whole concept of building up is the idea of helping. You ever had somebody help you that you wish they weren't there helping you? I can imagine that some of you immediately have visuals of those that came along to help and were not much help, and you kind of wish that they would go away. But I wonder how the Lord must feel when He has His people that are doing things that are not edifying other believers in Christ. And so what's the standard? How do I know? All things are lawful, but some things aren't expedient. Some things are lawful, and yet they don't edify. What's the standard? Let no man seek his own. Stop being selfish. Don't seek your own, but rather seek the welfare of another. That's the whole idea. You know, we've gathered together to worship today. Everyone that is here today in this building has needs. You have spiritual needs, you may have physical needs, you may have all kinds of different needs. We all stand before the Lord with needs. And isn't it wonderful that you can stand with others who have needs that can also encourage you along the way? That's what we're to do as born-again children of God. We're to be there for each other, and we're to edify each other, and we're to consider others above ourselves. That is a biblical, universal principle for the Christian. And I pray that as we've gathered here today to worship and gather around the Word of God, as Missionary Severa shares the burden of Brazil with us and shares with us the burden of God's Word, that we can come alongside them and that we can be a help and an edification to them in the ministry that they have as well.